This is VOA News via remote. I'm Marissa Melton. House Democratic impeachment managers and lawyers for former U.S. President Donald Trump on Tuesday laid out their arguments in separate briefs ahead of the former president's Senate trial next week on charges of inciting a violent insurrection at the U.S. Capitol January 6th. The House Democratic prosecutors charged that Mr. Trump endangered the lives of practically all members of Congress and jeopardized the democratic process when he urged a mob of supporters who had massed near the Capitol building to try to prevent the certification of Democrat Joe Biden's election victory over Trump. Mr. Trump's defense lawyers reject the charges and contend that the impeachment trial is unconstitutional. They say there's no precedent for trying a president after he's left office. They also say the former president stands by his claim that the election results were suspect, and they say his statements about the election were protected under the First Amendment to the U.S. Constitution. The filings foreshadow the legal arguments both sides will present as the Senate meets next Tuesday to start deliberating on whether to convict the 74-year-old former president and perhaps bar him from returning to office. The trial is expected to last about a week. A Russian court has sentenced opposition politician Alexei Navalny to 3.5 years in prison, defying condemnation abroad and public outcry at home to send one of the Kremlin's most vocal critics to jail. Navalny's previously spent 10 months under house arrest during an earlier phase of the trial. Tuesday's verdict means Navalny will now spend the next 2 years and 8 months in a Russian penal colony. The court found Navalny violated his parole from a 2014 suspended sentence by failing to notify prison authorities when he was evacuated to Berlin for treatment. This is VOA News. The U.S. State Department has officially declared Monday's military takeover in Myanmar a coup. The State Department announced its decision Tuesday, saying Aung San Suu Kyi, the leader of Burma's ruling party, and Win Myint, the duly elected head of the government, were deposed in a military coup on February 1st. The State Department's assessment of a coup triggers restrictions on some types of foreign aid. Northern Ireland temporarily suspended some inspections at two ports late Monday after threats of violence and increased tensions have been reported in the area. Graffiti was discovered in Belfast, describing port staff as targets. Staff have also reported suspicious behavior, such as people writing down license plate numbers. Police say they're increasing patrols near ports of entry. A spokesman for the European Commission on Tuesday announced they had withdrawn European Union staff from the Northern Ireland ports as a safety precaution and condemned the violence. Many pro-British unionists fiercely oppose the new trade barriers introduced between Northern Ireland and the rest of Britain as part of the Northern Ireland Protocol. It's a standalone deal for the region after Britain left the European Union. The protocol was designed to maintain the principles of the 1998 Good Friday Agreement and Northern Ireland's open border with Ireland by keeping the region in the British customs territory, but also aligned with the EU's single market for goods. The U.S. Senate has confirmed Pete Buttigieg Tuesday as Transportation Secretary in President Joe Biden's administration. Buttigieg was one of Biden's opponents last year during the Democratic presidential primaries. He is the first openly gay person to fill a U.S. cabinet position. The 39-year-old former mayor of South Bend, Indiana, tweeted he was, quote, honored and humbled by the Senate's confirmation vote and said he was ready to get to work. He's expected to play a leading role in advancing Biden's infrastructure rebuilding and climate change agendas. And Iran has released 19 crew members and the captain of a South Korean tanker that was seized in the Persian Gulf last month. That's according to Iranian state television. The South Korean-flagged vessel, whose crew included sailors from Indonesia, Myanmar, South Korea, and Vietnam, has been in custody at the port of Bandar Abbas near the Strait of Hormuz since January 5th. A spokesman for Iran's foreign ministry said a legal investigation into the tanker would continue, although some see the seizure as a move by Tehran to gain leverage over Seoul. The release came after the two governments held talks over billions in frozen Iranian assets. You can find more on this story and all the stories we're covering at our website, voanews.com. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton from Washington. This is VOA News.